And now a song about the moon.
This is a song about the moon. This is a song about the moon. Cause I can't think of any words to put in a song about the moon. This is a song about the moon. It comes out at night.
A song about the moon. Walk along the craters of the afternoon. When the shadows are deep and the light is alien, and gravity leaps like a knife off the pavement, and you want to write a song about the moon. You want to write a spiritual tune. The nine. A song about the moon. If you want to write a song about the heart, think about the moon before you start. Because the heart will howl like a dog in the moonlight, and the heart can explode like a pistol on a June night. So if you want to write a song about the heart, and a
it's ever longing for a counterpart. The na 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 na, yeah yeah yeah. Write a song about the moon. The laughing boy, he laughs so hard he fell down from his place. The laughing girl, she laughs so hard, oh, tears. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, songwriter, if you want to write a song about a face, think about a photograph that you really can't remember but you can't erase. Wash your hands in dreams and lightning. Cut off your hair in whatever is frightening. If you want to write a song about a face, if you want to write a song about the human race, then na 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 na, yeah yeah yeah, write a song about the moon. If you want to write a song about the moon, you want to write a spiritual tune. A song about the moon.
Walk, walk, kiss and then walk again and talk, talk, kiss. listen, then talk again. Oh, boy, sweethearts are all in tune. I mean it, when it's raining out, oh, stay in your flat. Put on a lovely night in June. Pick up your hat, close up your flat. Get out, get under the moon.
Every now and then the earth and sun and moon align and the result is an eclipse.
Astronomy.
Due to Rayleigh scattering, the moon appears red. It's really something that you don't want to miss.
Why am I singing?
I thought I'd sing this song to let you know.
Stupid idea.
This NASA chart will tell you when to go. 50 minutes past midnight.
Eastern time.
The moon will enter Earth's penumbra.
Outer shadow.
It'll still be shining bright for an hour or so. It doesn't hit the umbra until 1:58. So if you'd like to see it, better stay up that late.
Stay up that late.
You'll see a blood moon tonight on the 14th. That's tonight. I made it clear this will happen tonight, so you better share this video soon. Tell all of your friends about the total eclipse of the moon. Total eclipse of the moon. Skunkbear.tumblr.com.
And although there's waxing and waning, I still like it best with a new moon. Yeah, we're charting with new, it's starting, but the next phase is waxing crescent. We're moving counterclock, why's the first quarter? But that's only a quarter way there. It's waxing gibbous. Side is dark to me. I've got a full moon for you. Yeah, go run and tell your little friends. I see it hanging all around in the sky above, and I'm like the moon. I guess the change in the phases brightens it up. I'm like the moon. It's a full moon too. Is that a lunar eclipse? Yeah, the shadow casts on it. Now the moon ain't lit. Friends. I see it hanging all around in the sky.
sweet child.
But when the moon and sun are placed at a right angle, it's not so bad.
Knee tie.
To the moon.
Rocket to the moon.
Rocket to the moon.
meatball. Sure is a whopper. Done got me something. Pizza flying saucer. You cats in your hot rods think y'all moving fast. Well, stand back, everybody, 'cause I'm ready to blast. I'm gonna rock you to the moon.
Rock you to the moon.
Fusion. All you other scientists that walk in on the know, just take the square root of X, then go, man, go. I'm gonna rock you to the moon.
Rock you to the moon.
I'm gonna rock you to the moon.
Rock you to the moon.
Lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. Destination moon. We'll travel fast as a light till we're out of sight. The earth will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my jet. A destination moon. We'll go up, 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 up. Straight to the moon we two, high in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So away we'll steal in my space mobile, a supersonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go. A destination moon. Sonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below. Pull that switch, let's go. Destination. We're flying high up in the sky. Destination, destination moon.
Shooting stars come from Mars. fly away. Gleaming light in the night. Don't hear that music play. You're going on a rocket ship to the moon. I hope that you will come and see me soon. I hope that you will come and see me soon. I'm going far, far away, singing a happy tune to rock with the stars by the light of the moon. Shooting stars come from Mars to rock the night away. Gleaming light in the night. Sparkle, hear that music play. I'm going on a rocket, in a rocket ship to the moon. I hope that you will come and see me.
A brand new star, I'll give a little kiss to you. We'll be married by the man on the moon, and I can be alone with you. Moon. We'll glide around old Saturn's ring and land on Mars to spoon. Then we'll fly to the bright North Star, shining alone in the blue. So let's take a trip on a rocket ship so I can be alone with you. A trip to the moon, honey, we'll go on a rocket ship. We're sailing along on the Milky White Way. Won't we have a wonderful trip? Every time I find a brand new star, I give a little kiss to you. We'll be married by the man in the moon, and I can be alone with you.
Mm-hmm. Virgil always was a clown. Dumbest man in our hometown, but somehow he got hired out at the NASA base. And then one day, against all the rules, while cleaning up a space capsule, he closed the hatch and started playing Man in Space. He put a spacesuit on and sat right down, started flipping switches and messing around. A siren started blasting and a green light was flashing ready. Yeah, hoses were snapping and gas was going whoosh, and Virgil just had to give that button a push, and son of a gun, he was gone like Richard Petty.
Oh, Mama!
Hello, Houston. We got a problem. Get Gladys on the phone. Somebody tell her where I'm at, how long I'll be gone. Yeah, remind her she needs to feed my dogs, milk a cow, and slop them hogs. Hello, Houston. We got a problem. How y'all gonna get me back home? Huh?
Well, we saw it right there on TV. My wife, my kids, the dog, and me. On a broadcast from outer space on the evening news. Old Virgil wasn't having any fun. He'd run down the batteries on his Star Wars gun. And he was turning green in various shades and hues. He said,
"Boys, you better get me down quick, 'cause I'm afraid I'm gonna be sick. I don't think I can take much more of this. Lord, all I do is just float around. Half the time I think I'm upside down. You know, I need to throw up, but I don't know where up is."
"Hello, Redneck One, Redneck One. This is Mission Control. Stand by, Virgil. We're about to execute your re-entry."
"Execute me? Lord have mercy, couldn't you just stop me a couple days, pay? Oh, here we go again. Hello, Houston. We got a problem. I think we got a flat tire. Yeah, I just looked out that little round window and the whole capsule's afar. Everything's shaking and burning hot. If you're gonna execute me, I'd just soon be shot. Hello, Houston. We got a problem. I'm dropping like a falling star."
Well, give NASA credit, they got him back. And of course, he was immediately sacked. And we were all amazed at the fame Virgil's ride had brought. But old Virgil knew just how to work it, 'cause the next thing you know, he's on the talk show circuit, billing himself as the redneck astronaut.
"Hello, Oprah, we got a problem. Montel's on the other phone. Yeah, he wants to book me too. So does 2020 and Jenny Jones. Now, I'm sure that we can work it out in time. Just have your people talk to mine. Hello, Oprah, gotta go now. 60 Minutes is on the phone." "Hey, 60 Minutes? Yeah, oh, I'd love to, but you know, I gotta have that first segment. And Mike Wallace has gotta host it. Oh, well, okay, fine, then. We'll give it a dateline. What's that? Oh, well, that's more like it. Yeah, well, I kind of thought you'd see it my way. I mean, after all, it does make sense, don't it? Space suit? Yeah, I got a space suit. Well, you know, it's not a real space suit, but, I mean, you can't tell the difference from 3 feet away. Gladys made it."
"Hello there, Moon Man. You're kind of cute. Take off your helmet and turn off your radar and loosen the jacket of your spacesuit and make yourself at home, Moon Man. Make yourself at home. Your flying saucer may find a trip. First thing tomorrow you'll meet with my leader. But now how'd you like to meet my sweet lips? Say, how do I compare, Moon Man, to the girls up there? I'm just an a chance to run my fingers through your hair. If you're a moon man looking for romance, just cuddle up close and cling very tight. We're going to go into orbit tonight, oh moon man. Don't fly away, trade in your satellite for a convertible. Feel free to call on me night and day. If you should need a phone movement or a brush and comb movement, no need for you to roam. Just make yourself at home.
Okay, good evening, friends, and welcome to an historic occasion here in Addlewood and everywhere, really. You know, it's a full moon outside tonight. The Hunter Moon is out tonight. I'm sorry, the Thunder Moon. Some people call it the Buck Moon. It's a full moon. And tonight there is a lunar eclipse going on somewhere where the sun don't shine. And that's mostly, I think, way down the southern hemisphere, and we're not going to see it here at all. But you've seen them. Seen one, you've seen them all, right? Interestingly enough, a month from now, we are also going to have an ebony moon. An ebony moon is when you have two new moons in a month, like a blue moon is two full moons, right? Okay, anyway, that's next month, just so you know. So anyway, we have a bunch of songs about the moon tonight, and we started off with a song about the moon from Shane Spiel's Head. And I got to tell you, I don't know what's going on there. And then Paul Simon, song about the moon. Two songs about the moon, we did that. Get Out, Get Under the Moon was Helen Kane from 1927. Adam Cole from 2014, singing on the day of a total eclipse of the moon. He was talking about it. I looked it up. It did happen. April 2014, on the 14th. Okay. The Moon Phase's song was Mr. Parr, the singing school teacher. Elvira, Cassandra Peterson. I saw a picture of her the other day. She still looks wonderful. And that was Full Moon. Rocket to the Moon was Rob Rublian. Diana Washington, Destination Moon, Rocket Ship to the Moon, was the Stargazers. Got that? All three of those there. And then Let's Take a Trip to the Moon. Hey, what an idea. Mervyn Schreiner and Grady Martin. And then Ray Stevens, Virgil and the Moonshot. And then the Moon Man, Gloria Lambert. I like that a lot. I think that's my new girlfriend. Don't tell my wife. Anyway, it's also interesting that I also looked up today was the 20th anniversary of the day JFK Jr. died. I find that somewhat ironic. Don't you? Anyway, okay, so the moon, what can I tell you that you don't already know about it? It's pretty big, it's in the sky, it's I think it's bigger than Pluto, if not. And it deals with our tides. I have tides in front of my house, very small ones, but you can tell. So I want everybody to just sit back and think about the moon for a few days, all right? And here comes some more stuff, because that's what we're doing, songs about the moon.
That's one small step for man. Armstrong and Aldrin and the Eagle descended down to the surface as intended.
The Eagle has landed, that's what I said, The Eagle has landed, that's what I said, The Eagle has landed, that's what I said. 14th July 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
14th July 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap. Receiving transmission from the moon. Go ahead, Neil.
Neil, come in.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
I didn't quite get that.
I couldn't make it out. What did he say?
I believe he said that's one small speck of ham, one giant grease stain on my thigh.
No, he says that's one mall cop named Stan and one giant jeep that Stan drives.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense either.
I said, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Oh!
Well, that makes a lot more sense.
It's actually quite profound.
I'd say poetic, even.
Maybe he has a career in radio.
Well, he certainly has the face for it.
No!
14th July 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
14th July 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Hardy. They did it. Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Edmund Aldrin have landed safely from their trip to the moon. Here they come now. I'll get an interview with one of them. Now, tell me, sir, it must have been breathtaking to see the Earth from the moon. How would you tell the audience what you thought as you looked back on our world?
On 500 miles away from home.
Well, tell me, they said that you had a peculiar way to ward off the meteor showers on the moon. Said you muttered something up at the stars. Could this have been some sort of earthly voodoo, or what did you say?
Be careful of stones that you throw.
Well, let's go back to the time when you were moving away from the Earth. What was the main thing you were doing during this period?
Watching my world walk away.
It has been rumored that a moon creature talked to you while you were up there. What did that moon creature say?
I am the real.
It was also rumored that you and this female moon creature got kind of cozy. What were you doing anyway?
Meeting in smoky places.
Well, being a moon creature, wasn't she kind of ugly?
Be glad you've got what you've got when you've got it.
I guess that's true. Beggars can't be choosers. Well, what was your favorite pastime while on the moon?
Running bad.
Yes, and I heard you got caught. Where did they put you?
Solitary.
Well, I'm glad to see that you got out of it okay anyway. I'm running out of time, but I did have one more question to ask. Since you found life and music and people on the moon, you know, here on Earth there's country music and rock and roll music and other types of music, but what's the most popular music on the moon?
Beer drinking music.
Well, that's good. Listen, I understand now that you're back, y'all would undergo weeks of isolation and debriefing. Is there anything you would like to say about this?
The easy part's over now.
Okay, and before I go, is there anyone you would like to say hi to?
Hi there, Bobby Taylor, you son of a gun.
Well, that's about all we have time for today. We would like to say that it's been very
Mr.
nice.
Baker?
Talking to
wait,
wait
a breath.
Give me the microphone back.
Good,
hey! Hey!
Mr. Baker?
Hey, you shoe shits.
Why'd you sell the guns?
Was when Neil Armstrong was born.
1930 was when Neil Armstrong was born.
In the state they call Ohio.
In the state they call Ohio.
1930 was when Neil Armstrong was born. He said one small step for man.
He said one giant leap for mankind.
He said one small step.
He said one small step.
He said one giant leap for mankind.
was 15 when he first learned how to fly. He was 15 when he first learned how to fly. And he got his pilot license.
And he got his pilot license.
He was 15 when he first learned how to fly. He said one small step for man. He said one giant leap for mankind. He said one small step.
He said one small step.
He said one giant leap for mankind. He flew to the moon in 1969.
Yeehaw!
He flew to the moon in 1969.
Yeehaw!
In the Apollo 11.
In the Apollo 11.
He flew to the moon in 1969.
Yeehaw!
He said one small step for man. He said one giant leap for mankind. He said one small step.
He said one small step.
He said one giant leap for mankind.
Hello there, Apollo. Happy birthday. I'm the happy birthday singer, and your friends, Apollo, they've asked for me to come and sing a special happy birthday song to you today on their behalf. So here I go, Apollo, with a special birthday song just for you. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Apollo. Happy birthday to you. For you're a jolly good fellow. Apollo's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us. So say all of us. And so say all of us. Apollo's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow. Apollo's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us. Hip hip hooray. Hip hip hooray. Hip hip hooray. Because it's Apollo's birthday. Goodbye, have fun, birthday man. Apollo, you're looking good and so young.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth. I believe the moon.
1961, John F. Kennedy made a speech, said he believed that we would be the first country to land upon the moon. He wondered in his room, what would I do if I were on the moon? What would I do if I were on the moon? Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, and Michael Collins, too, were the first three astronauts to land upon the moon. Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, and Michael Collins, too, were the first three astronauts to land upon the moon. Did they jump, 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 jump? Did they dance, 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 dance? Collect rocks and data, rocks and data. Go camping on the lunar module.
And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's work.
1969, one giant leap for all mankind. Apollo 11, a crew of three, landed in the Sea of Tranquility. They stepped outside in their spacesuits, jumped around in their space boots. What would you do if you were on the moon? What would you do if you were on the moon? Would you jump, 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 jump? Would you dance, 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 dance? Collect rocks and data, go camping on the lunar module. Jump, 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 jump. Would you dance, 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 dance? Collect rocks and data, go camping on the lunar module.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We're taking off for the moon. Fasten your seatbelts. Let's go. Oh, we have landed on the moon. I'm so excited. I see people. Must be the moon people.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe. Moontown is a place. passes on toll. On the highways and byways and alleys, it's true, there's no finer people than the moon people to you. And I want you to know and feel that you do.
Walk on the moon. Come on, come on, come on.
Every time I take a trip, I'm sure to meet my friends. From the sky, they fly high. This is hello from them. Moon, 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 moon. As I was walking on the moon, I met a little cow, and this is what she said to me. Da 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 da. And that's what she said to me. Quack 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 quack. As I was walking on the moon, I met a little chickadee. And this is what she said to me. Da 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 bum 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 bum. And that's what she said to me.
Troubles away. We'll go where it's deserted and we'll look at the sights. We'll have no cops to worry about and no traffic lights. We'll drive our little buggy anywhere that we please. One hand will hold the wheel and with the other I'll squeeze. I'll be by to get you in my old moon buggy. We will fall in love while we chug a luggy. And while our hearts are singing cause we're happy and free, we'll fall in love together on our moon buggy spree. Together on a moon buggy spree.
We're taking a trip to the moon. Friends will be singing a farewell tune. Just sweet out on your side by your
you lived upon the moon, I'd be happy, for you would be many, many thousands of miles away from me. If you lived upon the moon, you would get sick of gray, and hopefully you'd jump too high and drift too far away. The moon is full of dust, the moon does not have air. If you fell in a crater, nobody would care. Maybe you'll get hit by a rover, maybe you'd fall in a pit. If there was a meteor shower, perhaps you would get hit. If you lived upon the moon, what fun times I would have. I'd watch you through my telescope and laugh, and laugh, and laugh.
Why do you think there's life on the moon? Well, I'm sure it's gonna find out very soon. Cause when you're gonna take a trip up on a rocket ship, and I bet there's life on the moon. Well, I bet there's doing the bar, brother, that's something like a heart. Well, these green cats are getting started. Under the hill, that's dancing bright. When they get the urge to dance, well, that's they roll down the romance. With the moon, that's on the sky, the sun, that's on the sky. And I still wonder if they're lying on the they don't know, listen what I know. Well, when you pluck at night, out in the moonlight, you'll see dancers by the score. Well, don't need that anymore, they're rocking. Yeah, they're rocking on the moon.
Any dough, about to starve to death. I played all night from 8 till 3. Man, there's gotta be something better for me. So I headed down the street with my guitar on my back. A guy pulled up and said, "Get in, Jack." He said, "Don't be afraid, tell you what I'm gonna do. Gonna take you to my leader, got a job for you. I just buzzed in from up in the sky, and from here on out, you're a real gone guy." Say no and get out of that place. At supersonic speed, we were flying out in space. I must have blacked out, cause when I came to, I was looking at the Earth from a different kind of view. We landed on a planet, the moon, I guess. But by this time, man, I couldn't care less. There was quite a reception when we hit the ground. About 1,000 of those guys and one Russian hound. Well, I looked things over and decided mighty soon I didn't want to be the first man on the moon. I said, "I hate to leave you, boys, but I guess I better go." Then I heard a voice say, "Just a minute, daddy-o." We've been tuning you in for quite a while. We know all about you, we've got you on file. You're a real gone cat, so I've been told. I want you to teach me rock and roll. Now I turned around, and man was I stunned. She was Marilyn and Bridget both rolled into one. I said, "It might take about 8 or 10 years, but with a figure like that, man, who cares?" Now she follows me around everywhere that I go. She calls me her old daddy-o. Back on Earth, I couldn't make the grade, but till Elvis comes up, I got it made.
Rock, rock, rock to fit on the moon. I've got a rock, rock, rock to fit on the moon. Yeah,
rock away my troubles, rock away my blues in my rocking chair on the moon. And the moon is shining, shining from above. Only on the couple all making love. Look up in the sky, see the moon riding high. Look up in the sky for a high-flying guy. Sitting in a rocking chair, rocking away in my rocking chair on the moon. I've got a rock, rock, rocking chair on the moon. I've got a rock, rock, rocking chair on the moon. Yeah, I rock away my troubles, rock away my blues in my rocking chair on the moon. Rock, rock, chair on the moon. I've got a rock, 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 chair on the moon. Yeah, I rock away my troubles, rock away my blues in my rocking chair on the moon. When the moon is shining, shining from above, only on the couple all making love. Look up in the sky, see the moon riding high. Look up in the sky for a high-flying guy. Sitting in a rocking chair, rocking away in my rocking chair on the moon. I've got a rock, rock, rocking chair on the moon. I've got a rock, rock, rocking chair on the moon. Yeah, I rock away my troubles, rock away my blues in my rocking chair on.
Lunar twilight, dying day. Shadows linger on as sunlight slowly fades. Darkness deepens as night is drawn. And it's so very long until another dawn. The lunar miner stirs in his converted canister, rubs his eyes and glances at the time. Another day, another shift, tons of rock to dig and lift, moving dozers through the shallow lunar mines. 4 a.m. or noon makes no difference on the moon. Clocks are just for keeping schedules to find. The rugged miners claim a man can go insane. 7 days of sunshine and 7 more to go. At midnight madness mars the beauty of the stars. Darkness is forever, Luna turns so very slow. Then 100 pair of eyes are drawn to the sky, scanning the horizon, anticipating Earth arrive. Months of tour, lunar miners must endure many hardships, the work is never done. 100 men, no more, mine a million tons of ore every year to tame the power of the sun. But somehow they survive, their spirit kept alive, with hope for the future and a dream of Island One. Lunar sunrise, darkness wanes. Cold and gray dawn crawls across the plain. Blinding glare glistens on the crater rim. And it's so very long until the sun goes down again. So very long until the sun goes down again. So very long until the sun goes down.
1, 2, 3, go!
Well,
nothing to do, nowhere to go. It ain't Christmas if there ain't no snow. I can't see the Christmas tree. All I see is stars and me.
Kite at Mission Control, downtown Earth. Here with me are astronauts Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins. What was the first thing you saw when you set foot on the moon?
Oh, me. Israelite.
That's very funny.
This is Walter Cronkite.
Who cares?
And Mr. Armstrong, what would you say was the strangest thing you saw on the moon?
A boy named Sue.
Colonel Aldrin, from the samples you took, what did you find that the moon is made of?
Popcorn.
Colonel Collins, how did it feel to be the only one left in the command module?
One is the loneliest number.
And Colonel, what were you doing while the others were down there on the moon?
Listen to that good old rock and roll.
Mr. Moonman, were you afraid when you saw the lunar module approaching?
No, I was.
What were you thinking when you saw our astronaut planting the American flag on your moon?
I've got to color this man father.
This is Walter Cronkite.
Oh, shut up, Walter, and let me say something.
And just what does that mean, wise guy?
Guess it's time for the judgment day.
Gentlemen, what did you miss most being so many miles away from Earth? Could you tell us scientifically how the return flight was accomplished?
I can tell you that.
What goes up must come down.
Now that you're back on Earth, what will you be doing?
Working on a groovy thing, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Walter Cronkite signing off with the playing of my theme song.
My name is Merle Haggard, and we want to dedicate this especially to Charlie Duke. He was the one who asked for the tape, and of course, the other two fellas are invited to listen. Unless you have separate compartments, maybe you can get away from it. And we hope you all get back safe.
When Charlie Duke was a little bitty baby, said, "I want to be a pilot," and his daddy said, "Maybe if you work real hard and you never play the fool."
Next thing you know, he's in a T-38, flying up and down and all over the place, so they signed him up and they sent him off to astronaut school.
Now, he was just a boy from the Palmetto State who ended up in outer space, but he liked his music country, and that, friends, is pretty cool. Charlie Duke took country music to the moon. He blasted off and busted out those songs by Buck and Merle. Porter, Jerry, Chet, and Dolly rode that rocket ship with Charlie. Folks from Bakersfield to Raleigh sang with every tune. When Charlie Duke took country music to the moon.
He did real good in his pilot role, so they sent him on up to Mission Control, and everybody said he's the best they'd ever seen.
Well, he was backup man on the flight that burned out. You know, the one they made the movie about, but he got his chance on Apollo 16. Charlie Duke took country music to the moon. He blasted off and busted out those songs by Buck and Merle. Porter, Jerry, Chet, and Dolly rode that rocket ship of Charlie. Folks from Bakersfield to Raleigh sang with every tune. When Charlie Duke took country music to the moon.
A picture of his family, and he took a moon rock, but he won't elaborate on the things that might have been.
Well, this space cowboy and country music maverick flew to the moon, and there you have it. It ain't happened since, and it's never gonna happen again. The day Charlie Duke took country music to the moon, he blasted off and busted out those songs by Buck and Merle. Porter, Jerry, Chet, and Dolly rode that rocket ship with Charlie. Folks from Bakersfield to Raleigh sang with every tune. When Charlie Duke took country music to the moon. When Charlie Duke took country music to the moon.
My name is Merle Haggard. This is my band, Strangers. I hope that we will be able to do something you'll enjoy hearing on your way to the moon. And, of course, we hope that you come back. But we want you to leave this tape there, okay? We want this tape to be out of sight.
I have a message for Colonel Duke, too.
You have a message, Colonel Duke? No. Okay.
Colonel Duke, this is a message from your wife, Dorothy. She just wonders if you'd mind throwing down the car keys so she can take your two boys, Charles and Thomas, to the movies. Isn't that pitiful?
Oh, well. If them boys want to go to the movie, well, I just pitch them keys out and they'll get it.
They'd probably rather go to the moon, though.
Right, now that it's quieted down a little bit. Hey, Jesus. All right. Okay, some songs about the moon, because we're here celebrating when everybody else is celebrating, and I figured that tonight's a full moon, we're having a solar eclipse, and all this great stuff is happening. fine. That's a good thing. All right. So anyway, we heard, let's see, from the Amoeba People up top, One Giant Leap. Didn't get a year on that. Sounds kind of retrospective. I guess they all are. The Lunar Landing was John Ford, another one of those stupid break-in records from 1969. Captain Uke, a tribute to the man Neil Armstrong. Happy Birthday, Apollo, was the birthday creep. Here's what you do. You type in, Happy Birthday, Joe or Lisa, something, any name in there, and you're going to come up with this guy, the birthday singer. He's a creepy guy, and I can't imagine what it must have taken for him to do that for every name there is, but he seems to have covered it pretty well when he got to Apollo. Also, it's something you can send people on their birthday. I've done that, at least back when I still had friends, you know. After that, we heard, let's see, the Turtle Dance music, and that was the Moon Landing song. There we go. Moontown and Walking on the Moon from Lucia Pamela. Joey Dixon, the Moon Buggy. That sounds like a lot of fun, really. We have a lot of ATP stuff here. ATV stuff, I mean. And I got to think it would be a lot of fun with less gravity. When We're Living on Top of the Moon was Eleanor Shaw and the Moon Song from something called Making Friends, and that really didn't sound too friendly to me. Deacon and the Rock and Rollers, Rockin' on the Moon, Rockin' Moon Men was Hugh Lewis, not to be confused with Huey Lewis. Rusty Wellington from 1957, Rockin' Chair on the Moon. And then the Moon Miners from Diana Gallagher Woo. And there was this whole undercurrent of space songs under there that you don't want to get. So look her up and you'll see. And prepare to get lost. Let's see, the Slink Moss Explosion, Christmas on the Moon. Dickie Goodman, another stupid break-in record, Luna Trip, and then Charlie Duke took country music to the moon. That's the Stryker Brothers, and I was unable to confirm that anywhere. Unfortunately, Charlie Duke is gone, and we can't ask him. Coming up, a couple of things. Here's one from a conspiracy guy, because I had to throw one in. This guy is also your one-stop shopping for flat earth theories, all right? So enjoy. I'll see you next week.
Well, a funny thing happened on the way to the moon. That's the title of a video that I watched on YouTube. You can see astronauts hanging from wires, proving that astronauts are NASA liars. They analyze photos and highlight mistakes with the moon landing missions. They show it was faked. You can see them faking the photos of Earth. They use a round window to fake the curve. That's suspicious, don't you think? Yeah, listen up. I watched another documentary called Astronauts Gone Wild. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin gets a little riled. All he was asked to do was to swear to God that he went to the moon, but he would not. He was faced with a moon landing denier. Had a chance to show that he ain't no liar, but Buzz decided to punch that dude just for asking him to swear if he went to the moon. That's suspicious. So, do you still believe we went to the moon? Do you still believe what they're telling you? Just connect the dots and pretty soon you'll find out what I found out too. But if you question this stuff, you'll be labeled a loon. You'll be called a conspiracy theory buffoon. But I don't care, man. I'm still gonna make this too, cause I know that we didn't go to the moon.
Why don't you swear in the Bible that you walked on the moon? You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't.
And how about those moon rocks they gave to museums? And thousands of people did see them. But one museum took a closer look. They soon realized that something's afoot. The rock they were given turned out to be a fake. Just a piece of old wood, not a rock from space. Yeah, when God made the moon, he saw it was good. But apparently made it from petrified wood. Yeah, that's suspicious. Listen up. In another museum sits an astronaut suit. Take a good look at the tread on the boot. It doesn't match up with the prints on the moon. And y'all still believe what they're telling you? Or how about that phone call that Nixon made to the moon that's a quarter million miles away? When I can't get a signal on my cell phone line, I guess phones were better in 69. Well, do you still believe we went to the moon? Do you still believe what they're telling you? Just connect the dots and pretty soon you'll find out what I found out too. But if you question this stuff, you'll be labeled a loon. You'll be called a conspiracy theory buffoon. But I don't care, man. I'm still gonna make this tune, cause I know that we didn't go to the moon.
And it certainly has to be the most disturbed telephone call ever made to the White House.
Yeah, you went straight through those Van Allen belts. It wasn't a problem, right? Nothing was felt. But now you say it's a problem and you can't get through. This problem needs to be solved, according to you. But didn't you solve that problem back in 69? And you flew straight through them five more times? You wonder why I think it's fake when there are so many Apollo mistakes, like the telemetry data that's all gone missing. 13,000 reels, are you kidding? A giant leap for all mankind, but you lost the data and no one can find. Come on, man, are you kidding? Do you still believe we went to the moon? Do you still believe what they're telling you? Just connect the dots and pretty soon you'll find out what I found out too. But if you question this stuff, you'll be labeled a loon. You'll be called a conspiracy theory buffoon. But I don't care, man. I'm still gonna make this tune, cause I know that you can't go. No, there's no blast crater from the lunar module. Probably cause that thing is just a model. Or the flag that flutters with no atmosphere. Don't you think that's a bit queer? Intersecting shadows means another light source. Do I think it's fake? Yeah, of course. The whole thing was filmed on a Hollywood set. Directed by Kubrick is my best bet. The moon's so cool, we'd love to explore it. But we can't get past low Earth orbit. Do your research, people. I think you'll find that NASA admits that a bunch of times. Listen.
Right now, we only can fly in Earth orbit. That's the farthest that we can go. And this new system that we're building is going to allow us to go beyond and hopefully take humans into the solar system to explore. So the moon, Mars, asteroids, there's a lot of destinations that we could go to. And we're building these building block components in order to allow us to do that eventually.
I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology, and it's a paper process to build it back again.
One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind.
There's an American flag on the moon tonight, flying red and blue and white. There's an American flag waving on the moon tonight. There's an American flag, can't you see? Sitting on the Sea of Tranquility. There's an American flag waving on the moon tonight. I'm not a bit neurotic, not a bit psychotic. Oh, no, no, I'm only patriotic. Gloriowski, what a kick. I'm a luna, una, luna, una, lunatic. It's an American moon, if you please. Refer to it now as American cheese. Stars and stripes light up the Milky Way. Hey! Apollo 11 delivered our heavenly right to say the man in the moon is a citizen of the USA. Stand up and pray. On first, who's on third?
Who had the very last word?
Made the moon. What comes next?
Put your money on the New York Mets.
Girl United, all moonlighted, aren't you proud to say?
Hey, there's an American flag on the moon tonight, flying red and blue and white, and an American flag waving on the moon tonight.
patriotic, not a bit psychotic. Oh, now, now! I'm only patriotic. Gloria, in what a kit. I'm a Luna, oh, yeah. Luna, oh, yeah. Lunatic.
It's an American room, if you please. Refer to it now as American cheese. Stars and stripes light up the Milky Way.
Apollo.
4, 5, 6.
Apollo.
7, 8, 9.
Apollo.
10, 11, 12.
Apollo.
13, 14, 15.